Welcome back and welcome to the annual meeting of the Board of Trustees. This is in addition to going through our regular business, we also have to organize the board today, and one of the most exciting parts of that is to welcome new members and to bring them on board. Let me get my... and I'm going to begin by doing that. And Patrick Fitzgerald, I'm going to ask you to come up and stand with me if that's okay. The statutes of the state of Illinois created the university in 1867. They describe the powers of the trustees to establish and provide for the educational program, to hold and convey property, and to provide the physical environment to deliver the programming. The board is responsible to the people of our state to exercise final authority regarding the funds appropriated by the General Assembly to the university. The board formulates policy while the president and other officers execute that policy under authority delegated to them by the Board of Trustees. As we gather together this morning, it's good to remind ourselves that we come together as a board of individuals from lots of different backgrounds. We acknowledge each other's individuality and unique strengths, but we are committed to representing not ourselves, but the greater interests of the university. We are melded into a unified force that can speak with a single voice, drawn together by a greater purpose. Our most important goal is to attract and retain great leaders like our president, Bob Easter, and our chancellors, Paula Allen Mears, Phyllis Wise, and Susan Cook. Every action we take, every decision we make, is guided by that mandate to attract great leaders. If we as board members exercise active restraint, then we can create a competitive advantage by fostering an atmosphere for senior executives that makes our university the most attractive public university in the country for those great leaders to work. Good governance is ultimately about attracting great people to an organization. The success of any entity is in a dynamic marketplace is determined by the quality of the people who run it. Good governance means that senior staff members from the university won't have to worry about an overreaching board or a group of trustees that meddles in the day-to-day operations of the university. With great leadership in place in our presidency and in our chancellorships, we can lure great deans and then attract great researchers and then the graduate students who follow them and the students who want to be a part of an institution for a reputation of hiring the best in the business. We must protect and preserve the pride that everyone who has been associated with the university has in that association. If students are proud to be accepted to the university, then more of them will apply. If a university diploma is a source of pride, then it will become a bargaining chip for higher wages and greater corporate advancement. If the university is the pride of Illinois, it will receive a greater state funding, and our leaders in Washington will fight their colleagues for a greater share of federal government research dollars. The university will thrive and it will ultimately serve the best interests of the state and of its people. Protecting the university's best interests